You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. You want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructuring communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You're tuned in to another episode of the Black Male Podcast. Yes, it's who I am.
Straight God is who I am.
And today we are in studio.
About that.
Yeah. Was this episode 39 or 49? I think it's 39.
It definitely ain't 49.
I mean 40.
Oh.
Nah. It's definitely 39 this time. 139.
It's
episode 139.
Most definitely.
We are here. We are here. We are here.
Yep.
We hope everyone is doing a good day, having a good day. If not, make it good. Should do something about it.
Yeah. Stop playing a victim.
Right. It's only up to you. Shit. You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since we've been in the same place at the same time, doing the same thing. So how are you doing, okay, my guy?
Okay. Clean it up.
See, here you go.
I'm good, man. You know, got to fix a few things. I'm good. You know, life is what it is.
That's a fact. Life is definitely what it is.
Stay on course.
Got no choice. Or do you? Might have a choice. But
you don't have a relevant choice, no.
Yeah. Okay. I really agree. I definitely agree on that one, man. But let's get to the show, man. We got a couple things. We got some good topics, man. We're going to start in sports like we normally do. We got to start in sports. We're not a sports podcast, but we start in sports.
Sports is part of life.
Yep. So, in sports, Caitlin Clark. I'm going to say, I said this prior to, I am a avid Angel Reese fan. I've been saying since the start of the season, I felt like she was the rookie of the year. As of a couple of weeks ago, I say Caitlin Clark. She solidified that for me. She solidified rookie of the year for me. And you know, I was a big hate. I won't say hate. I just wasn't.
You fell for it.
I just didn't like her game. I ain't like her game.
Nah, you fell for it, bro. Because everything you were like saying, you fell for the media, man. You did.
I ain't like her game. You don't
have to dislike one because you like the other. That's true. The only point I wanted
I did
to make
that.
With people.
I did that.
You know what I mean? I like both.
I did do that.
But people try to say I'm different. No, I like both. I critique both. I said Caitlin Clark would figure it out.
Well, she did.
And she did.
Yeah.
I never said she was MVP worthy or the best player ever in the WNBA. I'm not on that, bro. But I knew she can play.
Nah,
her turnovers was basically the team getting used to playing with each other.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're not a hooper,
she's straight.
You're not going to benefit from playing with a person like Caitlin Clark. Because if you're running down court, she's leading you. If you cut to the basket, you might get hit in the face with the ball.
Yeah, I agree.
They got used to it. Angel Reese has weaknesses offensively.
Yes, he does.
I hope she figures it out.
I can't
say she will, but I hope she figures it out. I know she'll get better, though.
She's definitely going to get better.
She has to. There's no way you keep going to the basket, throwing the ball in the air like that, and missing wide open layups and shit. There's no way you keep doing that. I can't believe that. I'm not even going to prescribe to that her offense won't get better. It has to get better. Because she's averaging 13 points a game being terrible offensively.
Yes.
So that is a bright spot.
Right. She cleaned up some areas know when to pass out of the post.
Bruh, give passed her out the post. You got four people guarding you.
Right. Give her a nice little 4 foot shot, you know what I'm saying? Just a nice little drop in. If she get one of those little side shots, you know what I mean, top of the key, you know what I mean, free throw line extended.
She's not gonna score a lot in the paint.
She'll be fine.
Because she has no lift.
Nah, she don't jump off the ground.
Like it's worse than I thought. She has no lift at all, bro. Like none.
Nah, she don't jump off the ground worth shit.
She gonna have to develop some kind of half hook turnaround or something.
Hey, to get all the rebounds she gets, she jumps off the ground good enough.
No, but this is the funny thing, and I noticed it watching the game. Her second jump is just as high as the first jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she gets a lot of these rebounds. See, a lot of people's second jump ain't shit.
Nah.
You know what I mean? The woman, their verticals are different. Let's say 20. Yeah. I'm gonna throw a 20-inch vertical thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's not too though.
Their first jump might be 20 inches, but a lot of them, the second jump might be 7.
Right.
Andrew Reese's second jump is the same as the first.
Yeah, it's
20, and her third 20. Jump is the same as the first. Yeah. See what I'm saying? So it's like you might jump higher than her, but she's just up.
Right,
up,
right, up, right, up. Right.
So by the time you bend the launch, she's just tippy toes. Just boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
She
boom,
on it. She definitely know positioning well. She gets her position. She uses her hips well. Because she bumps. She bumps a lot. She'll bump
you in
there.
She has lower body strength.
Yeah, yeah. She's
definitely
just strong.
Not athletic.
Nope.
But she proves. So a lot of young basketball players, watch how she rebounds. I don't hear nothing about it. She rebounds her own shot. But that's not easy either.
That's not easy at all.
But if that was the case, everybody would do it.
Right.
But she's relentless. She's resilient. And she uses her body positioning well.
But, man, if she – okay, she missed the first shot. She get the rebound and reset because you get a fresh clock. It hit the rim. You get a fresh clock reset.
She hasn't done that one time this
year. No, that's my quick one. When I play, I grab the rebound. We do a quick reset. Top of the key. Reset. Yeah, let's get this play reset again.
You wasn't feeling like that before.
Yeah. I watched more of her.
You was highly defensive.
I'm still defensive of her. I don't like the slander. I don't like the heavy slander.
I never slandered her.
I'm not talking about you.
No, but I'm saying with our conversation.
Oh, yeah. But you
know, you took it as slander.
Because you a slanderous type of nigga.
That's not fair for you to judge me by our perception. That is unfair. That's not fair. That's unfair. We have this conversation all the time. You have a desire for me to be wrong.
I don't have a desire.
You do. That's fun for you.
I don't desire anything from you, bro.
I didn't say from me. I'm talking about perceptions.
Okay.
Now you're changing things.
Oh, that's what I'm doing?
No, you're wilding right now. Whoa, you're wilding. I'm talking about perceptions. You're on some other stuff.
You have a desire for me to be wrong. Hold on, I don't desire
that
anything.
Quiet storm voice was.
That's my voice.
That was wild.
That's my voice.
Nah, no, it's not. Not when you stop like that. Don't be whispering in the mic like that talking to me, bro. Don't ever do that shit again. You violated. He just violated all podcasting rules when you're in the same room. That was terrible.
You might be right.
Yeah, that was bad. Right. That was wrong. That was
you're
wrong.
Right. You might
that was foul.
Right. You're right.
That was foul.
You might be right.
Shout out to the WNBA, man. I think this is a great season. I can't believe I've actually watched.
We're going right into topic two.
I can't believe I've actually watched the whole season.
I did as well.
Indiana Fever started off 1-8, 9 and going to the playoffs. Yep. I can't believe I even know what the teams are.
Yes.
I don't know every team.
I don't know every team neither.
But I know the LA Sparks are horrible.
Yes, they are.
They got worse when Cameron Brink got hurt.
Yep.
Chicago Sky lost 7 games straight.
Yeah, they did.
The Minnesota Lynx are actually competitive and nobody's seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Washington Mystics are terrible.
They are.
Las Vegas Aces have been underwhelming.
Yeah, they've been
very
a little underwhelming. But ever since after the to me, like, we talked about it prior to the Olympic break. That was a long break. And I think that hurt some teams and that also helped some teams, i.e. the Fever. That helped the Fever. But I think it also hurt a couple other teams when it comes to that.
I think the Aces got to make trades.
You think so?
They don't have enough people in the paint. You don't want the best player in the league banging for rebounds all the time, bro.
Nah.
You got to have a big person.
Right.
That's going to bang because they've been changing centers, rotating centers. Mm-hmm. They've been rotating small forwards. They got to get some pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're guard heavy.
Yeah, definitely guard heavy.
Outside of Asia Wilson, they're guard heavy. And some of their small forwards are actually guards.
Guards, right.
You know what I'm saying? So they need, like the Chicago Sky got two big people down there.
Yep. Their guards aren't that good.
Asia Wilson shouldn't be in the paint battling like that.
No,
she'll get 12 rebounds and shit like that, but.
Yeah. And you don't 30
want her,
points.
Yeah, but you don't want her in the paint just banging all game.
That girl be hooping, bro.
You know what I mean?
She's athletic.
Unanimous MVP, man.
She's athletic. She
unanimous
can
MVP.
Hoop.
Look at New York Liberty. They got two big people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of height down there. They, you know.
Yo, the WNBA
Kelsey Plum is like 5'8".
The WNBA is the old NBA. where you had to have some big people, you had to have big men to play, and it was more of an even balance of skill versus just ability. The NBA right now is all skill. The NBA is all skill. Everyone is just super skilled up. Like I was telling you, and we'll get to this. When I watched the kids play when I was at the court the other day, and I'm watching the kids play, they shoot no mid-range. Motherfucker, I had to tell the kid, yo, bro, pull up right there. You were wide open. No one is defending you there.
I don't think they don't shoot. I don't think you can win without it, though.
They shoot. Me too. They shoot none. Now, the NBA is starting to get back to the mid-range. Because you got people like KD, he don't give a fuck with nobody. Say DeMar DeRozan, he don't give a fuck with nobody. Say
can't shoot, man.
niggas will shoot the two. They like, yo, we gonna shoot this two. Because threes don't make sense high volume when you don't make a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of these don't guys make can't a lot shoot, of man. Them. A lot of these guys can't shoot, and KD doesn't really shoot a lot of threes.
Nope.
He shoots a lot of long twos, but he makes them.
I like the reason DeMar DeRozan said why he started shooting. Shooting mid-range. He said they had him shooting a whole lot of threes, and then he was a slasher. Because when he came into the game, he was more of a slasher, dunker type guy. He said, I tore my groin. I pulled my groin. I tore it off the bone. He said, I watched tons of Michael Jordan tapes when he got hurt, and all he did is shoot twos. He said when he talked to Kobe, he looked at Kobe's game. Kobe shot a lot of twos. He said, that's how I'm going to live in this league. He said, then I healed. And I can go back and do the other stuff. He said, I just won't do it now. He's like, I do that athletic shit for when I really need it. Outside of that, I'm going to shoot mid-range. I'm pull up, spin, you know, fade away in the paint. And that makes sense.
But it's a good shot.
Yeah, because and they're not defending it.
If you're athletic, it's an uncontested shot. If you have good footwork, mm-hmm. it's an uncontested shot.
Yep.
From three, even if it's uncontested, it's a difficult shot.
Bro, I was at the court and watching these kids throw up threes. Left to right, this one kid had to be 1 for 17.
But threes took over for the crossover.
Yes,
because there was a period of time where people just crossed you over.
They went to the lane. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Did. Now everybody just wants to step back and shoot the three.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of that's coaching too. I mean, as a coach, you coach your team.
Yes.
And then some of it is Instagram problem because that's the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Step back, shoot three. Step back, shoot three. Step back, shoot three. And a lot of people make threes in all these workouts and can't make a three in the game.
You're right.
You know, Michael Irvin was even saying, even though he was talking about football, he was like, a lot of these workouts don't transfer to the game when it's fourth quarter and somebody's trying to bust your ass.
You're right.
So I'm saying, are you going to do this in the game? People like Kevin Durant are successful for a reason. You know, even like Carmelo, one of the greatest scorers ever played a game. Yep. Successful for a reason. They yep. work on things they, that actually
yo,
will happen.
Motherfucker could get a shot in up game. In a phone booth.
Yeah. Now, not to even talk about my Knicks, but Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
He works on what he will do.
Yes, he will.
And
yes,
does
he
it.
He does. Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Julius Randle workouts, he's shooting from 30 feet. Like, you're not going to be
I
doing
think he,
that
I
all
think he's going to change his game because he's no told choice. He can fit. So he can fit on this team.
He has no choice right now.
Because if he don't,
Jalen Brunson is the king of New York City.
He the what?
King of New York City right now.
Why y'all anointing him the king?
He's the king. What athlete? Aaron Judge even said it.
Okay. That means something to me.
Because Aaron Judge was the king of New York for a long time with the Yankees.
True.
Aaron Judge even said it. Nah, bro. It's you right now. It's you right now. It happens.
Right. It does.
When
it
you
does.
Have that many pro franchises, I mean, it happens. LeBron James, the king of L.A.
He is.
I mean, he just is. Even when the Lakers
the
suck, king of New York.
Sacramento.
I mean, King of L.A.
Sacramento, the Clippers, shit down to the Warriors. They ain't even been that good for a while.
No, all sports, period. All yeah. sports in L.A. He's the King yep. of L.A. Sports. That's what it is. Big cities like that, you'll get that title. Doesn't mean a whole lot. It's all marketing.
Yeah, definitely all marketing. NFL season starts this Thursday. Well, started this past Thursday, which was yesterday. You know, our podcast releases on Thursday. what you hoping for this season, man? How you think the season going to look?
Hope Sean Payton is terrible. I think he did Russell Wilson dirty.
I think he did super dirty. I didn't like that at all.
I mean,
I ain't the biggest fan of Russell Wilson, but I ain't like that shit.
That's not what I thought I was going to say today, but I heard people talking about Bo Nix. Bo Nix walked in the perfect situation that might not be perfect because if he's not ready, he's going to look bad.
He was looking bad in preseason.
They can't count preseason. Most of the time, people suck in preseason, do good in the regular season. Now,
that's a fact.
He
got a backup that's a pretty good.
I don't
though.
Know why that's true, but a lot of times people that suck in preseason kill.
Right.
You know, but they made him team captain as a rookie, yeah. which doesn't happen. Sean Payton
Not often,
basically
depending on the player.
Sean Payton shut him up. He shut him up because if he plays well, Sean Payton's gonna look like a genius. If he plays bad, Sean Payton's gonna blame him for everything. I wanted Sean Payton to be the Cowboys coach at one time.
But after seeing this shit.
Well, football coaches want their quarterback.
Yes.
Russell Wilson was not his guy.
No, not at all. But damn. Yo, the full-fledged shit on a person like that?
But did he really get treated bad? Because they cashed you out.
I mean,
you worked to make bread.
If you're looking for the money aspect,
career-wise,
of it,
yes, career-wise, he did.
Money-wise,
you're
right.
As far as his name as a quarterback,
but the fuck over his name the way he did was bad.
I think Russell Wilson is done. I think mentally something is wrong.
You think so?
Preseason, he looked bad, and I just said.
You just said what you said.
No, I just said we can't judge him by preseason.
Okay,
but my last visual of him, he looked bad.
Nah, my last visual of him since you're taking preseason out, he looked good. He looked good over there with Denver.
He looked average.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He didn't look as bad as the media tried to make him be, but he looked mid. And I don't think it was totally his fault, though.
Okay.
So he needed another environment. I think Pittsburgh.
I want to see Jordy. I want to see old boy be the starter.
Who?
From Chicago.
Fields?
I want to see Fields
as the starter. Russell Wilson's only making like $1.5 million. I'm saying only, like there's no money, right?
Right.
But from quarterback standards, that's low. So if he plays bad, he's going to the bench.
Yep. That's all I want to see Fields play. I think Fields under Tomlin would be a very good.
Well, Fields is the long term.
Yes.
They got Russell Wilson there so they can groom Fields. Fields is the long term quarterback.
But will Russell want to groom his successor?
I don't even think it's that. I think this is a 1 year deal with Russell.
Right.
Halfway through the season,
so think
Fields
about
is playing.
No, think about what you just said. It's a 1 year deal. I'm not here to teach you, bro. I'm here to try to get my second contract somewhere else.
They don't need him there to teach Justin Fields. They got coaches that are going to be coaching them up.
Right.
Russell Wilson ain't going to be there long. He can cooperate or don't.
Right.
You better off cooperating to get kept around. Hey, like, man, this ain't your house.
If I could stay on the field.
When he was with the Seahawks, that was his house.
Right.
Broncos, kind of wasn't.
Right.
Now, this is not your house.
Right.
And Mike Tomlin ain't on that bullshit, bro.
No.
You can bring that light-skinned shit over there if you want to, bro. You're going to be sitting holding the clipboard.
Sierra and the kids won't be running on the field like that much like they was doing. They ain't going to be walking around.
Sierra.
They ain't going to be walking around taking
Sierra messed
taking
that
up
boy
space.
Up, man.
Sierra messed him
bro,
up?
Bro, you can't go celibate for like a year or two and then just all of a sudden.
Finally get you some box. Well, that was his fault. He the one went celibate.
She drained that nigga, man.
Of course. She did what she was supposed to do as a woman.
She said, you know what?
She did what she was supposed to do. She
about to give you these babies, nigga.
She did what we would have loved a woman to do to us.
What, have after a couple
being
babies?
After being celibate, drain you.
I'm not going celibate
take all your seed out of you.
I'm not going celibate on purpose.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. I've done it before, bud. Not at this big age.
On purpose? For how long?
I took a year.
A year?
A year.
On purpose?
Yes, on purpose.
Nah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I did a year on purpose. Yeah. Yep. When I got back to it,
yeah,
I got back to it. I'm but crazy.
I'm happy for them. I don't know what their relationship is, but if it is a healthy relationship, I'm happy.
I ain't mad at their relationship. I think people was like tripping on people saying like someone had an issue when it was like the Sierra prayer and all this other bullshit. No one had an issue with their relationship. Niggas just didn't like Russell Wilson. That was the only thing. I didn't like him as a football player. I don't care about their relationship. I don't put people's relationship in there, what they do outside to what they are you know, every day. I'm looking at him as a football player. I ain't like that nigga as a football player.
That's a win for the corny niggas?
We gonna talk about that corny nigga shit too. We gonna talk about that. That's was the thing I was supposed to add to it. That was the thing.
That's a win for the corny niggas.
That was the thing I was supposed to add. That's what I was looking for. That square nigga verse.
I mean, in joking conversations, yeah, Russell Wilson's a little bit. I mean, he is what he is, man. As adults, calling people squares, yeah, kind of corny.
Right. He's a square nigga. He's square. He's an L7. I mean, he's L7. It is what it is.
You know, but.
He is what it is, bro.
He's had a great career.
He won a Super Bowl. Would have won two if they would have just gave it to Marshawn Lynch.
It's highly probable he'll eventually go to the Hall of Fame. The NFL puts everybody in the Hall of Fame.
There's a couple people that hasn't made it to the Hall of Fame.
He'll eventually go. He might be 50 when he go, but he'll eventually go.
Okay. But let's get out of sports. I had a reality moment. I had a reality moment the other day when I went to play ball. And it wasn't like a bad, like I had a bad game and it was like, yo, I stunk it up.
You stunk it up?
No, I didn't. Nah.
You played against some 5-footers.
No. The dude that was holding me was the same height as me. And he was younger. He was holding me.
He was holding you, huh?
Yes, he was holding me. let y'all play the pause game. I'm bowing out the pause game.
It was wild.
I'm bowing out.
All right.
Did he hold you close? He was quick. He had to defend me. He had to defend me well.
He's holding you close.
He had to defend me well. you realize your lack of immortality. You know, I had an immortality thought. You know what I'm saying?
You needed
because
that? Because. You should have already had that, bro.
I haven't, though. That was the problem. Ago. I haven't had it.
Bro, you know you trash.
I'm not trash. What are you talking about?
You know you trash on the court, bro.
I'm not trash on the court.
You was not playing against competition.
I'm not trash on the court.
Okay.
I play more than what I talk about on here or to you. I play a lot, actually a lot. I'm playing in a league right now. So I don't talk about it a lot.
How many games you miss?
I haven't missed any game.
How many games you played?
I play every game we play. We played only 6 games.
What's your numbers? What's your average? 10-10?
No. That's a fucking man's league with fucking, I think what, 10-minute halves. It's only 10-minute a half, so 5-minute quarters.
So you can't average double-double in that?
Yeah, you can, but I'm like 6-6. Okay. Like 6 points, 6 boards.
Yeah, you trash.
Why am I trash?
You just out there, you trash.
I'm 6-6, and I'm not playing the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, you trash. You know you trash.
Nah.
You might be better than what you thought, but you trash.
Nah.
You ain't dominating.
I'm not here to dominate. I'm here for cardio and have fun.
You 8 feet tall, nigga. You supposed to dominate in the paint.
But I don't play the paint.
Man, you couldn't play on the same team.
I don't play the paint.
6-6, I'll be tight.
I don't play the paint.
I'll be tight. You fucking up my assists.
Nah. I got more assists. I'm leading assists on the team.
This team is trash.
I'm the leading assist guy on the team.
If you're leading assist guy,
nigga, I played guard my whole life. What are you talking about?
Nigga, you old now.
So I'm supposed to go in the post?
That's where you belong. There's no way you playing guard.
Bro, you couldn't even dribble right now.
I might not.
So you can't judge a nigga that actually goes out here and hoop.
I might not.
How you going to judge me? Judge me. You've never seen me play.
Give me some time.
And I get busy.
WAP though.
Nigga, please.
I need 90 days. I need 90 days, bro. I'm not even asking 90 days. I need 90 days.
90 days is a long time, bro.
Son, I ain't played in 20 years.
That's a long time. It should come back like riding a bike.
No.
30 days, I hear you. If you said 30 days, all right, cool.
No.
90?
I say 90 because I go to work every day.
I work every day, too.
Nigga, you work from home.
What's the difference?
You work from home, bro.
What's the difference?
I work 12 hours.
What's the difference?
And I got a basketball court outside of my job, too, though. So that don't count, right?
I'm right. See?
Cap. Stop the cap. All right, he called me out. See, I thought he was going to cooperate with me.
No.
It didn't work. Okay.
I had a
30 days. I had 45 days.
Maybe.
I need 45 because I need time for the handle. Uh-huh. I need time for the shot. Am I shooting or am I just penetrating?
That's shooting. You ain't.
Whoa. Penetrate was wild.
Hold the fucking phone, bro. First of all, how you shoot?
How I shoot?
How you shoot? Because you ain't have muscles when you was young.
I know.
You have muscles. That shit gonna be hard. So. You know how to muscle up the. And they be flicking that shit.
Nobody's gonna be around. Nobody's gonna be around either. The first
we
shot.
We filming that shit.
The first shot. No, you're not gonna know. I'm gonna lie. First
come on,
time,
man. Let's jump in the truck. I got the ball in the trunk.
I promise you. First time I shoot around you, I already shot for like 2 weeks. You just didn't know it. So you got basketball court on my job. I'm gonna be outside. So by the time I talk that shit, right. I already got my shit together.
All right.
Because the first time I shoot it, it's either gonna be a brick or it's gonna be short.
Short. Right, right.
Because
right.
I'm gonna be trying too hard to make it short.
Short.
Yup.
Boy, that
was crazy.
Yup.
Y'all know what I meant. Cut it out.
I said I wasn't playing the ball.
But the handle?
You rock.
Nah, it ain't there. I already know what they did.
It ain't there.
Nah, I'm gonna have to do something different.
You gotta keep it simple.
I am. Three dribbles.
Yeah.
Three dribbles.
You gotta have an in and out.
But I don't wanna play with anybody that doesn't have somebody that can bring the ball up court. Because I don't want nobody giving me the ball because they ain't got no handle.
I feel you.
Nah.
I bring the ball up court.
I wanna play simple, two dribbles.
I bring the ball up court.
Two simple, three dribbles, bro. Cause I'm gonna be mad if I can't do like I do.
Yo, it ain't even that hard to bring them. Just get up the court, yo. Cast me be too difficult.
My niggas can't do that.
You can't go right to left?
Nigga, you ain't got to do that. Ain't nobody playing no pressure defense.
That's what I'm saying.
And if they are, they're not no good defender,
they,
bro.
Or they doing too much.
You could do a two-dribble spin drill
because
on their ass.
If you doing a pressure defense at this big age, I'm done for the rest of the game almost.
Nah, I'm
out. Well, it's always them couple of 40-year-old dudes that they run the whole game. But they small, super skinny. Yeah, that's all they doing. That's all they do for a living.
I was never a defender, bro.
Nah, I defend. That was my thing.
You can say it all day.
That was my thing. It's still my thing. I love defending. I love playing defense.
You're not doing a whole lot of lateral movement,
yes,
Olajuwon.
Yeah.
I kill him with my lateral movement.
Yeah. I'm not running up the court hella fast. I'm not chasing nobody down like I once was. I'm not doing that.
I get my buckets.
I ain't running. You got those.
Nah.
Against me, you got those. We play half court, you not beating me. If we play full court,
how can you beat somebody half court? If you can't get back in half court, bro, let's just leave. Why are we here, bro? Like, you can't get back on defense in half court.
There's a lot
here?
Of people who can, bro. Well, it was crazy.
Let's
to me.
Try
but
tomorrow,
I had the mortality, immortality thing when me and this young boy, he started talking shit. It was funny because he was like, y'all team wasn't fair. I'm like, how was our team not fair? I said, we had the same team because we started playing fives and we beat them. And they beat us one game when we was doing 3-on-3. And we played half court. They beat us one game. We won the last one. Then we ran fives. We picked up two people. They picked up two people. So they picked up two white boys that was, they shooters. They wasn't bad. But one of them just stopped shooting. First of all, I told him, I said, anybody come on the court wearing Yeezy slides, you not playing serious. So I don't take you serious.
He came on the court with slides?
Easy slides. Like he was going to do something. He was trash the whole time.
He didn't change his shoes?
He didn't change his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
He was a white boy. The other white boy he was with him changed his shoes. He got out his slides and put his sneakers on. After the third game, he go and want to put his shoes on. Nobody wanted him on the team no more. It was like that. His team pretty much got him up out of there.
He was nice.
He must have thought he was nice. He wasn't. So after the end of the game, we beat them, right? He was like, it was the dude that was defending me, and he was like, y'all cheated us. I'm like, how we cheat you, bro? We had the same team other than two guys. Well, them two play together. I said, they father and son. Of course they play together. I mean, they father and son.
How did she playing basketball?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Especially with no referees and nothing out there. How? I'm like, yo, I said, no disrespect to them. They did their thing. I said, but dog, I said, me and a young boy was the one that scored all our points.
Yeah.
He was like, nah. He was like, see, the problem is this. Y'all always had somebody there to defend me. I said, that's the fucking part of the game. He said, I'm fat. He going to say
I'm
this.
I'm going to let you shoot.
He like, I'm faster than y'all. I jump higher than y'all.
You ain't running track?
And he was like,
and
right. He was like, I jump higher than y'all. And he said some other shit. I said, bro, if it was just, I said, if it was just 6 years ago, six. When I didn't break my leg with this steel plate in my knee, I would have bust your fucking ass. I'm sitting there looking at young boy. I said, bro,
I said, bro,
you good? I said, but dog, you are fucking lucky.
I wouldn't even call him good.
Then that's what hit me. I was like, yeah. Because your internal is competitive.
How old was he though? Like 25, 30?
Yeah, he like 22. Your internal is competitive.
22?
Strong, right. Your internal is competitive and hella strong, but your external is like, nigga, you can't do none of that shit. He was my height. He was probably 6'5". He was 6'5". I'm
6'6". 22 at 6'5". Right. And he ain't dominate your old ass.
Nope.
You bugging.
He ain't dominate
shit. When I was 22, old nigga guard me, I'm cooking.
It's cooked. It's a meal. It's a whole meal out here. It's a whole meal out here.
What?
Bro, he couldn't handle no.
I'm shooting every time I get it. Old nigga guard me.
He couldn't handle no physicality. And his jumper started low. So when he went to jump, when he went to go do his jump shot,
matter of fact, I was taking that shit. I wasn't even playing with no old niggas, man.
I did. Trash. I did. But the old niggas that was on court, they was nice. Yeah, I was just about to say, the old niggas that was on the court was nice. You had to really
22,
play.
22, you supposed to be playing with hoopers. Man, we some retreads.
Duh. And I called out hot. He can't go one way, right? He could go both ways, but he was stronger one way. I took that from him. I kept telling him. I said, bro, go left. I said, go left. I'm sitting there. I'm holding his right. I said, go left. Every time he went left, I did this here. Boop. Ball up the court.
I said,
I'm not running on fast break. I'm just going to get the ball and pass it.
Son, you can't hoop for real.
Oh, I was killing him. And I'm in his ear the whole game. After that game, I'm in his ear talking shit the whole game.
Nah,
I said, look at
real.
You can't go right. You can't go left. I said, look at you can't go left. Work on your left hand. I told him that. I said, bro, you 22. When I was 22, anybody 43 and up was getting cooked. I said, I'm 43 years old, bro. You can't do nothing with me. Then he goes and said, well, you stronger than me. I said, I'm supposed to be stronger than you. I'm older than you. That just happens. I said, but you're quicker than me. You should have some lateral movement.
I'm stronger than you. Bro, my son older than you. You trash. That's what I told him. You trash.
I told him, man, I wish my 13-year-old was out here. I'd have him out here running with us.
I said, thank you for the boost of confidence because you ass. I can tell everybody this 22-year-old just got cooked.
Bro, it was so hilarious. Ain't got a good disposition. He was just filling himself a little too much.
Okay, all right, you're a nice guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just feeling himself
you're
way
good
too
guy.
Much.
You're a nice guy, bro, but you trash. You have nothing on a basketball court. You're a rec league bum.
But that shit bothered me, bro, because I'm like, man, internally the competitive juices kick in.
I bet he never scored more than 5 baskets in any game.
I don't know. I ain't paying attention to the score. I know. Yesterday I had went to 16.
If he ain't cooked somebody twice his age, I know he ain't doing nothing.
Right. We had 16. His own age. We went to 16. I had 10 the last game.
Oh, he
had 10 on our team.
He trash.
It was funny. He dropped off me when I went to shoot a three. Oh, you can't shoot no three. I ain't see you shoot a three the whole time. I said there was no reason for me to shoot the three. Splack at walked up the court. He was like. I said, bro, I can shoot. I just don't do it.
I'm mad at that Splack Act.
Yeah, Splack Act. Yeah.
You know the rims, they got no nets on them.
They do. They got nets. I don't know. See, we in a nice community. We have nets on our rims. Very nice rims. Double rims, which is the worst shit. You got to shoot either a bank shot or you got to shoot all net. But that comes from us knowing how to play outside.
This guy said nice community. I'm done.
Yeah, we got a nice community. Good rims.
I got to let him cook on this one.
Because I know the basketball court that's around the corner from your house, nigga. That shit is gang territory.
What do you say?
I played there before. Them rims ain't nice. So you shit rusty.
So you saying I live in the hood? That's what you trying to say?
Adjacent? You adjacent.
I'm adjacent?
To the hood.
I'll check
you
that.
Know you are, nigga. Don't act like that. You know you're adjacent
I
to the
hood. I live in a nice community.
Yo, I've said, yes, you do. Until you go up the street and around the corner.
I have no business going up the street or around the corner. When I go home, I'm at home.
You go to that BP up the street from your crib?
No. The BP got torn down.
It did get torn down. You're right.
New BP.
You're right. It's still a BP.
They don't congregate over there. It's a nice structure. Right. It's respectable.
But across the street from the BP where they burnt down that that little building where they were selling plates out of the parking lot.
That's a respectable avenue, too. You just don't want to go to that Shell.
Yeah, that's what it was. The new, that Shell.
There's a new Shell up there. It's the new spot. Where they sell chicken wings and all that.
And they got rid of the Los Primos up the street.
Yeah, the rent was too high.
Yeah.
That's but I don't go to that show no more because you can't even walk inside the store. Yo, bro, yo, OG. OG, you got a dollar. Like,
but I ain't got nothing for you, fam.
I go to the BP, man.
I don't give nobody no money. I don't give no man no money, bro.
Bro,
I know
we
talking no time. I'm not giving no man no money.
Let me say this, man.
Y'all didn't make it happen.
The people that's begging for a dollar or some change.
Go make it happen, G.
Don't make comments to a dude that get out the car about his appearance or what he has on. That's not going to help you get a dollar, bro.
Mm-mm. And I ain't got it. Don't None of us nothing. Don't keep no money on this. Like
bro, don't ask me how much I'm benching.
How much you benching, OG?
Son, I know you about to ask me for a dollar.
Looking good, OG. What gym you go
All
to?
All of that shit. Nigga, you ain't got no gym membership, nigga. Shut your ass up.
Yo, a motherfucker,
get out of here, man.
Motherfucker see me. Yo, OG, you used to play football?
Yo, what team you used to play for? And I'm thinking like, bro.
That should be hilarious.
This is not the place for that, man. I'm at a gas station, my nigga.
Yo, I got called unk 40,000 times yesterday, son. I hate that shit so much.
I don't know why.
I just dealt with OG, but getting called unk from people that's not my nephew or nieces is trash to me, son.
Yeah, I don't even care no more at this point.
I'm trying not to. Yo, let's get into it, man. Square versus Gangsta. We had that. I'm not going to play the clip because that clip has been floating around a very long time. But
it's an old clip.
Yeah, it's a super old clip.
When I saw it, it bothered me this time more
right.
than it did.
The last time, right, then. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I've been meaning to bring that up for a while, but they had a big back and forth on Joe Budden podcast when Sue Surf was not in jail about a football player calling someone a square. And he's saying, well, you can't even have a felony to go to college. That was the first thing that was wrong. You can't get financial aid with a felony. But you can still go to college if you pay for it yourself. That's one wrong. You can still
play.
They
changed that, though.
Huh?
They changed it.
So now you can now get financial aid?
It can't be a fresh felony, though.
Oh, okay.
It's a certain amount of years
or so.
Yeah,
because
okay. I got it.
Right.
I mean, it was some years later, but it's just like there are a lot of laws that we don't know about.
Right.
Like people say with felonies, you can't vote.
That's not true anymore.
I never missed a vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the felony. It depends on the felony, too. The type of felony.
They stopped that shit a long time ago in certain states, bro.
So,
he was uneducated. But
he's definitely not educated. Saying
he's
that
just
you,
talking.
Yo, to say that you can't have a felony or not even have a felony to play college football is wrong. You know how many fucking football players that have had felonies and played college
According
football?
To him, you're square if you have a comfortable life.
That's the goal.
You have a wife and kids, you're square. If you're in love with your woman and want to have a monogamous relationship, you're square. If you're college educated, you're square.
Think about this, bro. Both of us have done some things in our past. I've been in the streets. I've said it before. I've done some things in my past. You've done some things in your past. The goal has always to settle your ass down and live a comfortable life.
Listen, bro.
I'd rather be a square than an idiot in jail because you didn't want to fucking chill out and you had all the resources to chill out. And I'm going to say this directly to Sue Surf. He had all the resources to go sit his ass down. One of his closest homies was a very well-known rapper and has one of the biggest podcasts and organizations out. And he was letting you come and do your show and paying you to be a part of this shit.
Nice
kept
too.
Telling you.
Son nice, too. That's the bad thing.
Right. Kept telling you, yo, bro, stop talking to your mom, paying for your lawyer, all this other, telling you to chill out. You need to chill that shit out. Trying to mentor you, but because you wanted to be some super gangster nigga, you couldn't
just
stop.
What gonna be, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But I don't want to hear you talk about niggas being square. That's the only thing. I don't want to hear you talking about brothers that been down for a long time and now they're square.
He needed to say that. The reason why I say he needed to say that, he needs to see that clip.
Yes, he does.
If he feels the same way now as he did when he said that, then he's just going to be what he's
going to be. He's a lost cause.
Yeah, he's going to be what he's going to be. Because he said it out of aggravation and what he felt at the time from what he was engulfed in.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's like high school conversations.
It is.
When you're in high school, they always got something to say about the guy that's in the advanced classes. But you
they
know,
did.
I was always in advanced classes. See? Niggas didn't know it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I was always getting suspended too.
You see?
So which one am I? What's a half a square?
I don't know, man.
I'm just an L? I'm not an L7, seven, I'm an L.
Just an L, I guess.
I mean, bro, what are you saying? Because it's funny when I be around people and they talk shit about people with felonies.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there like, they talk shit about people that did a bit.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there like, what? I hear women all the time. I ain't fuck with no man got no felonies. I'm looking at her like, yeah. Too late.
Too late. You've been doing it all day.
You know what I'm saying?
All day you've been fucking me.
I don't want to be defined by it. You know what I mean? I forget about it most of the time.
Right, right.
Only time I remember is when I'm trying to get a new job or a new contract with a company.
Company, right.
That
man.
Pushed me through that.
Which is weird, bro, because it's been so long ago.
Depends on the company.
Okay.
Like where I'm at now. Nobody even asked me.
Right, right.
I mean, it's within the confines of the paperwork, but they told me to shut me down. It don't matter. Because I told them up front. They was like, it don't matter. Start next week. It's really what it is. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It's almost like when some people still ask for the COVID shot.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know what I'm saying?
They do.
And it's like.
I'm transitioning to another job in with the state, and they asked me about, which is weird to me because the state, you wouldn't think they would ask about the COVID shot because it's statewide. They've been
no, but it shows how.
Out, but they asked me about it.
It's bad enough that standard operating procedures never get updated.
Right.
You know, and I'm saying that because I've updated for several companies. The questions within the employment process
right.
definitely don't get updated.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Because the whole 7-year felony conversation is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is very.
Because. To my understanding, in certain areas, they supposed to have took it off of the application.
Application, right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have a company that does a background check.
They do.
And even still, my thing is, if I'm sending you a resume, why am I filling out an application online?
I don't understand that neither. I've done that so much during this process, sending in applications and then having to also fill out a resume on top of that. Like I didn't really talk about it. I was laid off some months ago now. Great thing is I have a very good savings, and we have money and things put away. And if shit got bad, I have like, you know, I have some property I can sell if I wanted to, and be right back up. But so I was filling out applications for other companies to do what I do as my profession, bro. I've been on 20 fucking interviews, bro. 20 interviews. And out of that 20, I say about 10 of them I did second interviews. Man, bro, it's weird how they do this process
now.
I
don't like none of that shit.
Me going, neither, bro, because.
Going to lunch. You know, man, yo, listen, man. If y'all ain't giving me this job, contract, or whatever right, it is, I don't want to eat no nuts with y'all niggas
nah,
no more,
nah,
man.
Nah, I'm not here for none of that. Yeah. I ain't going
to go through all of that shit just to be like, oh, we're in another direction.
We're going another direction, yo. Cause for a minute I was like, maybe I'm overqualified or I'm saying the wrong things. You know what I mean? I'm thinking in my mind because no one ever says it. But I'm like in my mind because I know the position that you're looking for. I have all the skills. I'm showing you that I have all the skills. Displaying all those skills.
But that's a disappointing.
But it's
part.
Like, what the fuck?
It makes you feel like that doesn't matter.
It does. It does. You know, I was close to changing professions. I was gonna go in the IT help desk, bro. To be honest with you, I was that close. Like, you know what? I'm leaving instructional design and going to IT help desk. That's lower than what I make now. But I was like, fuck it.
The crazy thing is, and I've heard people say that a lot of times, they'd rather get the people that haven't done what they're looking for a long time because right. they want to train you to be a certain element.
Right.
Because when you've been doing it somewhere else, it's like you have a structured way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to come in there and have a structured way of doing things different from their way.
Right.
Which is dumb as fuck.
It's dumb, yeah.
But that's what I was being told before. That's why a lot of places would rather get a supervisor or mid-level management outside.
Mm.
Because the person inside is already stuck within something.
Something, right.
They'd
right.
rather have an outside mind. I look at that as a person overthinking a simple process.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can overthink something as far as your selection process. The same way we overthink shit in dating.
Yeah.
Like, we'll break our neck to find everything wrong with a person that might be right for you.
Yes.
Finances change.
Yep.
People grow.
Yes.
But nobody considers that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's never really talked about or discussed.
Because we look at outside sources And we take all that information and become analytical about things that aren't even critical to what you're doing.
Nah, not at all.
And we've all done it at one time or another. Some of us visualize it and see it and stop.
Right.
And then some of us stay that way.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? You always got something wrong with something. There's always something wrong with your job. There's always something wrong with your relationship. There's always something wrong with your community.
Yeah.
But there's never anything wrong with you.
That's another topic.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is. But within jobs, there's nothing ever wrong with the company.
Nah. It's always their employees. Yeah, it's always
usually,
employees.
Usually, every company uses the same thing. Your training is bad.
Yeah.
Your selection process is bad because now human resources are all a program.
Yes.
Well, nobody looks at the resumes. They're just running through a program.
Through AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just got to learn how to manipulate the AI now.
So you're missing out on that grassroots employee that's perfect for that management position or whatever position it is.
Yeah. And you're right about training. Being an instructional designer, that's my field. I'm in training and development. And you go to companies that's literally, like I've worked for companies where it's been one trainer and I'm the second one. That they ever had, or it's been places I've gone where I'm the first and only trainer, you know, especially doing contract work. I've done some freelance work for companies where I'm building all their training processes and fixing their SOPs and then sending it over to them so they can give to their employees and then they watch the training course off that, which is crazy to me. You don't have some people infrastructure-wise
training
to
is
do
just
all
there
that work.
Because it has to be.
Yeah, a lot of companies
especially
don't believe in it.
Especially if it's government funded. Right. They just put enough training there to get funding.
Yes.
So where they can say, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. But what they tell you, this is what we do, it actually isn't being done.
No.
They just print out a bunch of papers and you just sign them.
That's a fact.
And then you're signed off on being trained.
As someone that's built a lot of those programs or documents for companies, for government base, you are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct. I just did that for a company the other day, actually. You know what I mean? Just a freelance work where I built out their government training process.
They have to have
and
to get the funding.
Just so they can get the funding. And I know they didn't use it, but I need the money. So I'm not
here
for
it.
I'm not here for none of the other
they
shit.
They don't use it properly.
Right.
But they use it. You know, you get on the computer, you go through them.
Yep.
You just keep hitting the buttons, you get to the end.
And that's what they told me. They was like, don't stop any restrictions. Let them be able to flow through the training.
Yeah.
So I just built it out. They
could
just go right through.
End.
Yep. I put a test at the end.
I hate those because now I have to go back and look at some of it.
Yep.
And make sure I pass the test.
I put the test at the end. I just did that too.
Hey, this asshole put a test on this one. Yep. Okay, let me rewind this one back.
I did. That's me. I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
He is I and I am him.
Bro, the testing procedures where I'm at now, it's like, yo, the training is crazy. All of it's just on the screen.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. You're going to wear glasses by the time you're done.
And the sad part is they make it where it's so boring that you don't even care to retain any of the information.
The best training is always hands-on.
I won't say that, but you know I mean? Get what you're saying.
It's always hands-on, depending on what the process is.
Depending on the process
is.
Of the job, yeah.
But you know, the balance of both. But a lot
that's
of times.
That's what it should be, a balance of
well,
both.
Well, a lot of times the visual training.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Doesn't even sink in until you do some of the hands-on.
Right. Some of it, but see, that's
but they don't coordinate
that's
a
generation.
That a
that's the generation we're from. So, because I believe in hands-on training is the best. I know I pick up well when I can touch it and do it.
But if you touch it and do it, that's wild.
Yeah.
But if you see the training and you've done the training,
right.
Now it sinks in while you're doing.
Right.
But a lot of times you're doing this and training then visually,
right.
And by the time you do it with your hands, you don't remember that shit.
And the sad part is a lot of the visual aids aren't good. So it's not real world concepts. They just put up a diagram. They put up a diagram.
They coordinated better.
So I know when I build training, I try to make it a real world concept. I actually put the physical thing that they use in the training so they can see the physical stuff.
But that's and dope make it if
and
it
make it where they can right. But that's the part.
But that's none of your problem.
That's not my problem.
But a lot of times it doesn't coordinate with right. the work.
Especially if you deal, a great thing I do more program based. So if I'm doing programs and you gotta know how to work within this particular software, I'm giving you real world where you got to touch the software. So you got to add the numbers. This is how you go there. You yeah. go ahead. So when you actually do it, that works. But when you have to do a manual labor-based thing, you have to touch something. You have to touch it. You have to be able to physically see it. But that's what training shouldn't be a mix of. It should be a mix of you see the work here, you go through the process steps, you know the steps, you know the proper steps, and then boom, we go next. We should be going here to actually physically touch the system. That's what they should do. And I think it's only two companies I've worked for that I've worked for in the past that have done that, where you actually, okay, boom, we go over the training here, we in class, we're showing you everything, and now, boom, we're going to physically work within the system mm-hmm. and let you see how that process that you just learned translate in real world activity, giving you a virtual world to work in, you know what I'm saying, where you actually doing your day-to-day process. But they don't do that often, man. But we digress. We started going into some everyday shit, which is black male. This is our life. We don't do this as a living way. All these guys front end, they got on their button up shirts and they taco meat showing, mad chains. They got their super duper shape up that's not real. And they sitting there telling you, when I date women, I don't even eat. I let them eat. Why you eating on dates as a man?
Nah, you made that up.
I dead ass, bro. I made that shit up. I swear to God. I swear to the heavens above.
Nah, bro.
I swear to the Most High.
I'm not falling for that one. I'm not. Hey, I'm not co-signing this dude on that. I'm going to have to find that clip. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I'm about to look
right
now.
What do you mean you don't eat on a date, man?
That's what he said, bro.
Why?
That's what he said.
No, what's the logic? Why?
I don't know. He said, as a man, you shouldn't be eating. You should be planning the dates fully out, and you should just be there for communication.
So you shouldn't be going out to eat then, that's what he's saying?
Nah, he's saying you shouldn't be eating. I don't know.
So when she eats, you're not going to eat as well? That's what he means?
That's what it sounds like to me.
That corny ass nigga.
That's what it sounded like to me. I could have been misled in the information that I was listening to, but I knew I wasn't listening to him when he said that goofy shit.
First date conversation is all kind of wild, though.
What you mean?
Well, the one dude said he's not spending over $100 on the first date, and a lot of people were opposed to it. And I was like, well, you're not really thinking what he said. Does it matter what you spend on the first date? First date, you're just trying to have a conversation.
Right.
And get to know each other.
Each other, right.
That's you spend a lot of money on a first date, you can do that, and then y'all didn't get to know each other at all. Because a lot of first dates are before you even talk.
They are.
Because some people lead with that. Let me check you out. Like, y'all ain't even had a conversation yet. Y'all first conversation is that first time you get together. And you're going to go to a loud restaurant with music and entertainment, you're not going to get to talk.
I think first date, if you take a person on a first date, it should be something quiet and intimate. I think it should be during the day, not at night.
Because think about a lot of first dates, when it's like over, you disperse. Yep. Sometimes on the first date, you didn't even pick them up.
Nope.
You might have met her there.
Yep.
So you need to be somewhere where you can at least talk.
Yep.
Like a movie. Terrible first date. You're watching a movie. You're not talking about anything.
About nothing. Yeah.
You might as well say, we just watching a movie together.
Right.
This don't even count. Now, unless you do movie, and lunch in a movie, lunch would have went first.
Right.
Lunch goes well. Okay, let's catch this movie.
Right.
I probably fall asleep because I fall asleep in a movie sometimes. That shit get dark. That shit get too dark. I'm out.
You wildin', G.
And I don't even fall asleep on purpose. This is right. I'm going to be out.
You fall asleep on movies, bro. You wildin'. So.
How's that wildin'?
Just watch the movies, huh?
It's not like
Are you with people and you falling asleep?
Yeah, I fall asleep. Yeah.
That's some old nigga shit, bro.
I mean, you classify how you want to.
That's some
So what's the woman fall asleep, shit. What that mean?
Damn. Some old woman shit.
Nah, that means she's comfortable in my company.
That means this shit is boring.
Nah, I'm an amazing individual. We love each other's company.
But
we love each other's
but
company.
But you're not an amazing individual.
Okay.
You're okay individual.
Yeah. I'm about to get a clip of that. Your page is going to be attacked.
By your fans?
No, fuck the fans. My page will be attacked by the only person that matters.
She ain't going to say that.
What? Shit, all right, we're gonna start calling it what it is. We're gonna start bad mouthing me on this show. Like don't nobody love me. You gonna stop troubling me like don't nobody love me, bro. We're gonna cut that shit out. You having too much fun with that.
That's funny, son. He said you gonna cut this out. Yeah, man. We know you good peoples, man, but you be feeling yourself too much, man. I gotta be here to put you in a place of reality.
Feeling myself too much. I don't do none of that. That's over. In the old days.
Oh, damn. Shut up. I just caught on to what you were saying. You stupid as hell, son.
Ain't doing no more of that.
Nah, man. Nah, no self-gratification. I can't find that shit. That shit too far in the weeds.
Oh,
man.
Wait. He's scrolling like a motherfucker, though.
I don't know what he's looking for. I'm trying to find that shit. Because I know I sent it to you.
It ain't there. Man, you ain't going to find that shit,
we talk
man.
Too much for me man. To find that shit.
You ain't gonna find that shit, man.
That shit was, I was like, this nigga can't be for real.
All right, well, being a father, let me ask you this.
Yeah, let's talk.
How do you feel about homework? You think some teachers give too much homework? Because some people feel like they should be doing more work in class that's being done. They're getting too much homework when they go home.
I think right now my boy's got a healthy balance. I'm not a fan of homework, but I do think some schooling should be done at home too. You know what I'm saying? Like my son, my youngest, he's a little behind. So when my youngest started school, he started school during COVID. So his first bit of school was virtual. So when he got his first teacher, when he started going to class, it wasn't a successful thing. So he it's weird. He, to them, testing wise, he's behind in reading. Home-wise, he reads every day on his own, and he reads well. So it's not translating in a test environment because they test for state to
get
funding.
Does he read well in the classroom?
His teacher this year, she ran over his lesson plan. He did not like reading in front of people, so he's not a fan of reading in front of people. But he reads out loud home all the time.
But that's a common
–
we're going to another topic. That's actually a common thing.
Right. Right. So his teacher this year said, we had a conference, me and the teacher. She wanted to talk to me. She didn't like they have a behavioral plan because he had a few outbursts and he had some situations. And she's like, oh, Mr. Jones. And she asked me about it. She's like, I'm going to be honest. This behavior plan that I have in front of me, I don't understand why he has this because this is not the child I see. I said, well, he has some incidences with his last two teachers. The first lady, she said, the Jamaican lady? I said, yes. She was like, okay, she already knew what it was. She's not there no more. It was always something. And then the last lady, she pretty much retiring. She was so old. She, you know what I mean? And she was like, yeah, she ain't here anymore either. She was like, But I know those two, and I could kind of see why the issue he had. She's like, I don't have those issues with Davon, so we're going to adjust this behavior stuff. She's like, he's behind in reading based on test scores, but when he's sitting and reading to me, he reads well. I said, I think he has an issue when it came to testing. And that was his issue. He didn't perform well in the testing because he reads all the time.
But I do wonder.
And reads well.
I wonder the relevancy and all these tests actually applicable to a child's development.
I don't think they are. It's for government purposes.
No,
I know
what it's for. As far as communicating with parents with their children, if the only issue is testing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've heard from several parents on twofold. Some parents that are upset with the amount of homework children have.
My kids don't get a lot of homework so far.
That's what I'm saying,
but there's
elements to all of this.
Right.
A lot of the issues parents have with the homework is they don't want to help them do the shit.
That's a fact.
Right? That's one.
That's one.
Two is,
I don't mind
a lot of parents work a lot.
Yes, that's another.
Sometimes survive and sometimes to continue to live the lifestyle
they
create,
live. Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I know that
and
feeling too.
They feel like the children are being overwhelmed because they have a lot to do on their own. Right?
Another level is lazy parenting too.
Lazy parenting is also lazy teaching.
Right.
Now, if you have a lazy teacher and a lazy parent, the child suffers.
Yes.
To a certain degree because they have to be a part of this testing.
Right. I think homework is good when it comes to revalues what you just learned during the day. So what you went and had these classes on,
But the homework a lot of times is the next step.
Not none of the stuff I've experienced. It's always been what they've already went through for that week. From the test, like from the homework that, say my oldest son, because he's in middle school, this is his last year of middle school. The homework he's brought home, last Friday was all based on everything that they learned throughout the week. So he knocked that shit out well. Right this week, he has a big presentation. He had a group presentation. He's never done a group presentation. So he was a little nervous. He was like, it's three of us. We have a group presentation. We all have parts that we have to play. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, I think you got football practice and you got to come home and you need to work on that. Nah, I'm going to knock it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm staying on top of him because he has a tendency of falling off. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes homework could be a reassurance, like, hey, you like responsibility thing. You know you got to work on this. You know you got to do this. You got to work on this on your off time. Now, my youngest, he's only in the third grade. If he brought home a packet of work, and that what his last teacher used to do. She used to make them bring home packets of work where they had to do 4 or 5 pages. And we sitting here like, why you have so much to do when you've been in school all day? Yeah. And he'll tell you quick, I don't know.
But see, that's too much. That's the question with parents that are opposed to homework. Like, I'm not anti-homework.
Nah.
Right. But there has to be a level of realism to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel children should have to have a lot of homework to do over the weekends.
Right. I agree. Nothing should come on Friday.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think now if there's like a project,
right,
a paper,
right, that's different.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at
because even in college, well, even if it's a, you have to do papers, that's a common.
Even if it's a test on Monday,
I don't like.
But if there's
I don't like test on Monday,
that's what I'm saying. Bullshit. But if there is a test on Monday, I don't feel they should have additional homework as well as a test.
No, I agree.
That's OD.
Yeah, it's OD.
You know what I mean? And even a test on Monday, I don't think it's fair to have a child have a free weekend and then as soon as they get there, they're going to test.
I don't like
that. I think that's like a setup,
That's a setup to fail.
You know what I'm saying? I think the whole educational process should be designed for the kids to win.
But the problem,
not give them the win, but should be designed to put them in a position to win. But
to me, that's not being done all the time. That's private school. The sad part is that's private school.
Private schools aren't really doing what private schools are designed to do. My son is 30. And even with him in private school, it was fading.
Word.
You know what I mean? It's not necessarily what we... Now, when we pay for private school, that's what we're thinking.
Right.
They're going to get that individualized attention. They're going to get this level platform.
Right.
We think they're getting all that. They're going to have better resources.
Right.
That's what it's designed for.
Right.
That's what we think we're paying for.
Right.
But within that structure...
I mean, you would know. Your son went to private school.
I mean, I went.
Okay.
It's not always, you know...
Right.
But is it better than public? It depends on the school.
There are
some good private schools out there.
Right.
Like California, they got some private schools that's like killing.
I think most majors.
Culturally killing.
Right.
Like they got private schools where you go in there and you see us.
Right.
And these kids are bright.
Texas.
They speak well. I'm only saying California because I know firsthand.
Right.
They speak well. I mean, they're developed to a level of where you hear these young kids talk. You just... Right.
But the
old man in me, I'm smiling. Like,
but the school is not based on just fucking testing. They're giving you real world activity.
No, that's what I was getting to.
Real world work.
Culturally,
that's what schools should be at.
Culturally, they're elevated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Black History Month. You see it on the wall. You see it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Black kids, white kids, everything. Just learning about culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just well culture.
Mm-hmm.
When these kids have their parties, all cultures.
Right.
Just having fun. All parents
having
conversations,
mm-hmm.
culturally progressing.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have that. Like when my son was in private school, his kids' families ain't like each other. They looking at us like, fuck these niggas ain't here, man.
Right.
I mean, or they just start preaching Jesus Christ to you.
Yeah, that's another thing.
You know what I mean? I paid for my child to be educated.
Right.
Not get in trouble because he said a bad word in a basketball game where they're out here, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what happened when
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bring your kids to these schools that's religious based.
That's what I'm saying. Nature. Private schools have levels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The religious based ones have religion over.
Right.
But in a place like North Carolina, there aren't many private schools that aren't religious based.
True.
But when you have bigger cities, some of these private schools have nothing to do with religion. They're just private schools.
Yeah, because there's a couple of schools.
Those are intense educationally, and their kids are coming out of there.
Like, I want Sean to go to a cultural arts school, like a school, like
high school.
Those schools.
I'm all for those.
Cultural arts, yeah, and things that teach them real world processes, real world things that actually get your hands in things. So it's not just reading, math, and history that is skewed now because they don't do
teachers,
though. You know what I mean? I like that stuff. Hands on. They go into, like, Sean has a class that he's not a fan of because I don't think they're doing it the right way, but I think this year they are, from our conversation. It's been I don't know the name of it right now, but it's more of that. It's more of the arts. It's, you know what I mean? It's like helping you figure out what you want to do. Yeah. Once you get to a certain age and what career path. It's like career investigation. That's what it is. It's career investigation. So you're investigating certain career paths and things of that nature. That's when Sean realized he wanted to go into engineering. He was like, "Dad, I really love architectural stuff." He's like really breaking that stuff down. He was like, "Dad, I saw you know, how you do development and build things with the computer." He said, "I realized you could do that with houses and stuff like too." And I pulled up on my computer. I have AutoCAD. I was like, "This is one of the platforms you can use." And he was like, "Oh, you have this on your computer?" I said, "Yeah, I just mess around with it. It's nothing I want to do, but it's something I just mess around with." And he was messing around with the AutoCAD. I taught him coding, you know what I'm saying, before he can read proper words correctly. I taught him coding, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like things of that nature. I love that, the career investigation, things where it's like, yo, it's tapping into their mind more. It's letting them think about the future more. Schools should, like California, and you speak of California, it's the first state to prerequisite money management in school. That's a prerequisite class you should take. You have to take before you graduate high school.
Yeah, but if you don't properly pay these teachers, you're not gonna have anybody to teach this stuff. A lot of the good teachers, man, they gonna leave, man. That's the problem with a lot of these areas.
I agree.
They not paying these teachers, and then you're mad because these teachers ain't teaching. If you're not paying these teachers, bro.
Right.
There's some brilliant teachers out here.
They are.
One day they're going to wake up and be like, "Man, I'm struggling to pay my bills."
Yeah, they are. My daughter works in the school system, man, and she see it every day when you got teachers with tenure, you know, barely making $40,000 a year, and that's wild.
Bro, these teachers, I'll use D.C. as an example.
But that's the government fault, especially government-based, because private school teachers, you don't see that. You don't hear that issue with funding and them getting paid.
There's people I went to school with teaching. It's making twice as much as these teachers is making. And they love teaching.
Yeah.
They're creative in the classroom. Mm-hmm. They love their students. Then you got teachers here. They hate going to work.
Yeah, they do. They do here.
They hate it. Dog, so you got people that love teaching that now hate it.
We've seen it on the news here locally where the teachers are fighting, especially in Durham, fighting to get paid correctly. They messed up all their money. My thing is, what's the purpose of having a lotto system here where you buy lotto and this stuff? It's supposed to be education lottery fund. So the money, a portion of the lotto fund goes to education. How are they fighting for funding at schools when you have, but that's the testing shit that we talked about. You have certain schools with higher base testing. You don't hear no issues. Their school system is good. They're getting schools rebuilt. Their teachers are funded well. And then you got the schools that testing aren't that good. They're not getting the funding. Case in point, my son's school, right up the street, my youngest son. His school is now being remodeled. Finally, his elementary school now being remodeled. They finally getting other more teachers. Teachers are starting to go there, and they getting rid of the old teachers that wasn't fucking doing shit. And he ran into two of them because now they have some money because the kids did well in the testing. But guess what? They're pushing more on now. We're pushing testing more so we could keep the funding that we're getting to build up the school, get more teacher, get more equipment. So now if we're pushing the test, that's less on the education side. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm just pushing you to pass this test so we can keep getting money here.
That's the sad part.
And that's the sad part of that. Especially with public school. That's the sad part. And it's a lot of great teachers. My son been going here now since kindergarten, right? Virtual school was kindergarten, first, second. Now he's in third grade. This is the first time I can say I really love his teacher. This lady, bro,
it's a rough job,
speaking
man.
To this it, lady it,
it's,
yesterday.
It's a rough job.
And
bro.
I make sure I'm a parent that's I'm here. Like it's me, a rough my job. Wife and I, you she even said it. She's like, I'm so glad that you and your wife are able to you're able to talk. When I send messages in the little school chat thing, either both of you answer. I said, we are very attentive. I said, you're gonna see more of me this year if you need me, because my wife and I, we swap kids every year. So she gets Sean this year. So anything that has to do with Sean at his school, she handles that.
Think about what you're saying with teachers and teacher-parent relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you and I were teachers.
Oh, man, we'd be fire teachers.
Why?
Because we know how it is. We want to educate the youth. We want to do that shit. We're going
to
do it. We're going
to
go kill it.
Listen to what you said.
I know the kids will love me.
But I'm
just
saying
the same thing with you.
No, but listen to what you're saying. The kids will love you, but then it's gonna be that one time.
We're gonna deal with some shitty parents.
You're gonna deal with some shitty parents, mm-hmm. and you're gonna get fired because you're gonna have to choke one of them niggas.
Yeah.
Cause they're gonna think, oh, punk ass teacher.
Yep. Throwing your face, I make more money than you.
Not necessarily.
Right.
I write books.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
If that would have been my angle.
But why does that matter?
If I was a professor or a teacher,
why does that matter?
I would have wrote a
but
book.
But I'm responsible for the development of your child.
Yes.
And I'm the enemy because I'm telling you, your child is gifted, but he's lazy.
Lazy, yes.
And you're mad at me because I want to push him to be great.
Right.
I said nothing negative to him.
Nothing.
He doesn't even have a problem with me.
Nope.
But he went home and lied to you
right.
because he was scared you were going to whoop him, which is usually the case.
Yes,
so now you're arguing with me and he's sitting in the corner feeling bad.
Because he lied.
Because he started that shit.
Yep.
And I'm not going to let you talk to me like that.
Not happening.
You got a couple minutes.
That's it.
Just minute number three.
That's it.
Minute number four, them hands fly. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you're a man.
That's about to be some desks.
Yeah, you're a man.
Ain't no furniture. It's about to be some desks moving.
Yeah, I ain't with all that. You know.
No, but that's the bad thing. We need black male teachers.
We do.
Not
and
just
not
for the young
many.
Black men, for the women as well. Right. Young ladies as well.
Yeah, I agree.
They need to see strong black men. You know, because it's that's the thing I hate about the system, man. I hate about the system. Like, I never had a black teacher.
I never had.
Until I went to college.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And I only had two black male professors.
I've never had a black
that
male
I think was
teacher.
Solid.
I've never had a black male teacher until I went to college.
I had a black male professor for a business class.
Uh-huh.
And we had no textbooks. It's the first class I had. We had no textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
My man, Dr. Godfrey. Love him to this day. And I had another psychology professor. That was my first introduction to love and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Black man. We didn't use a textbook, right? And I saw the power Damn. In that of a black male professor that didn't use a textbook, but every day we were learning something, and then they brought it into real life.
Yeah.
Like every time I talk to Chris White, we'd be talking, and I already told you, I think when I'm talking, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'll say some shit, and he'll be like, hold on a minute. Break that down into real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
These two were those kind of professors, you know what I mean, that basically taught me how to think.
Right.
I don't know what everybody else got from it. I'm just saying what I got from it.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, but see, that's my point.
Right.
A lot of kids read books but don't learn how to think and process information.
Yo, shout out to my businessman.
It's almost like when I look at even handling yourself in relationships.
Right.
A lot of us aren't taught how to process our own failures and successes with another person.
No.
So I'm saying a lot of us grew up isolated people.
Right.
Like I grew up as an isolated individual. Like within...
But who can teach you that? Who can really teach you that?
They don't teach you that. You have to teach yourself. But you have to learn how to think first before you get to that.
Yeah.
That's after learning how to think. You know what I'm saying? That's all part of learning how to think.
I agree.
It's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need foundations. Without a foundation, you're not going to know how to maintain relationships. You're not going to know how to really even talk to your children.
I agree.
And train your children. It's a foundation that a lot of us have that don't even realize we have it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just also having the foundation of having solid friends, being able to be a leader, being able to be a follower, being able to process information, being able to give information, being able to accept information. All of that should be part of your development in school. And in colleges, when you're in college, college isn't really teaching you how to do anything that's going to benefit you as a person. They're just teaching you how to regurgitate information. So teachers that told us
life lessons and really
those are my two teachers that I always remember because we didn't even have a textbook, bro.
Yeah.
But we had work every day, not even realizing they were building us up.
Right.
Now I was young and ignorant doing stupid shit out in the world where I wasn't really acknowledging what I was learning until I got older.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my old professor and my business mentor, Dr. Pete Lawrence. Him and I still talk to this day. We had a small moment where we didn't talk, but that was because certain political views we didn't agree on, and I just decided to bow out. But we started talking again, and yo, it's just like how it was when I was in class. Like Mr. P, Mr. P asked me one day, stay after class. He said, "Hey, Mr. Jones," that's he say all the time. He calls me Mr. Jones, no matter what. Mr. Jones, could you stay after class today? I'm like, all right, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what all do you have going on? I'm like, what you mean? He's like, I could tell you have some stuff going on. And I started telling him the things I had going on, and he helped me structure my business. I went to his office. He helped me structure. He was my first person to ever taught me LLC work and all that stuff, and I'm glad he did because when he did, I got audited the very next month, and my business was fucked up.
But that's the power, of the professor.
And he ended up being my business lawyer. Because he's a lawyer. When I got out of school and everything, he ended up being my business lawyer for at least 8 years. Like, he really helped me out. I talked to Mr. Pete once again. I talked to him once or twice a month still to this day. And I've been out of school for a very long
time.
That's
a powerful, powerful position.
Yeah.
And to bring up something you said earlier about a parent saying that they make more money than a teacher, it's like, bro, like...
What's the point of that? Right. What you put?
A lot of teachers have a lot going on.
Yes.
You just don't know it.
Yep.
A lot of professors are like on their 20th book.
Right.
A lot of professors are on the lecture market.
Right.
A lot of professors are also life coaches.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? A lot of psychology professors are actually psychologists.
Right.
Or psychiatrists or whatever level they're in. But they're sharing their knowledge because they want to train up and coming ones.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? Because my psychology professor, he was a clinical psychologist for years, but he wanted to be at HBCUs try to train up and coming minds. Mm-hmm. And me and him got mad cool. I remember a couple of times he'd pull up on me and say, "Hey, what you doing?
See,
why you wearing your hat like that, man?
See,
you know what I'm saying?" He said, "Man, look, man, you about to be one of them ones, man. Fix your hat." And he was a little nigga, about 5'5".
Yeah,
but I always respected
him, man. Yeah, that's that respect. Let's say that with Mr. P. Mr. P. was little as I don't know what, bro. But I respect him so much that anytime he said anything, I held it high because he was one of the first people up like me that looked like me pour into me. He was one of those ones in college because that was my only black professor that I ever had.
So think about the value of
all my years
of
school.
That all goes back into what we were talking about, the value of seeing someone of your likeness actually caring for you to elevate.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And showing you.
Poured right into me, man. I love that shit.
Yeah, man.
You made sure.
There's power in that shit. But then you have these structures that don't want to pay these teachers.
I agree.
So then they
Not a professor no more because of that too.
Yeah, but then they lose their fire for teaching us.
Right.
Just like with these coaches, man. A lot of these coaches, man, if they have such a valuable position, but a lot of them they don't really have a passion for.
I can't wait to do that. I'm ready to coach kids.
Yeah. Bro. It's a passion. We need more of those black faces, you know, with the positivity in all angles. I don't care. More than just entertainment.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely more than just
entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get positive messages out of entertainment.
I know I know we were supposed to do some stuff in Atlanta that time, like the black male thing. I really want to do that, man. I really want to structure a course and structure a process of communication with other young black minds and really do something like that. Yo, I think that'd be so fire. Yo, because even with my nonprofit that I'm starting to get off the ground, I just did my 501c. It's called Saving by Creating. And, the whole premise is to work with young minds, teach them how to tie the tie, teach them how to do certain things, resume building, teaching them, because it's a lot of kids that's not going to go to a university. So let's give you some life tools and life things. I want a facility where they could come in, give their time. And then if they want to learn some stuff about entertainment or want to work in a certain field, podcasting and all this stuff, be able to give them the tools to use a facility to do things like that, to help them with communication. Because you'd be shocked how many kids, how many young men and women do not know how to communicate, do not know how to articulate or explain their feelings like we do. You know what I mean? But well, it took time for us to learn.
They're being raised on devices.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They are
my whole thing with, you know, with Love Mad and Love Makes a Difference, I want to get people to just learn how to be kind to themselves, learn how to build themselves, learn how to strengthen themselves. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to have a voice and use that voice.
Right.
Learn how to hold a conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Learn how to show love and be able to accept love. That's all part of your growth and enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that ain't sucker shit.
No, it's not sucker shit at all.
You know what I'm saying? No. We got to learn that. It ain't sucker shit.
Hell no.
To love or allow yourself to be loved.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be down that path of destruction.
No.
You know what I mean? Because you might not get that second chance.
That's a fact.
A lot of people don't get that second chance, let alone a third, or fourth, fifth chance.
A lot of people don't.
You know?
Now, you're right, man. Shit, we getting down to the tail end of this pod, man. This last thing. I got two other topics, but we're not going to use because we already over the hour mark. Let's discuss quickly. What did you think of the Mace freestyle on what he did on It Is What It Is? You know, normally Cam does it. Then he had what's the white girl do it that one time?
She
had
a time.
I do. I like her too. I like
think
her
she's
too.
Dope. Baby.
I think she made Stat Baby step up too. Stat Baby starting to get a little more comfortable.
I like
Stat Baby.
I like Stat Baby as well.
Yeah,
it's
I do
just
as well.
Funny because I like both of them.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? But
did you listen to the Mace freestyle?
I like Mace, man.
Why people were shocked that he still could ride a bike, huh?
I think Mace is underrated lyrically.
I do
be
too.
Honest with you,
I do too.
He chose to make a certain kind of music to make money. He had a job.
Which was smart.
I mean, Mace always had bars, man. It was good hearing him.
It was good. I said the same thing. It was good hearing it, man.
I think he picked the right beat for him.
He definitely did.
The hardest thing I would say for legacy artists or even mature artists.
Know what you about to say?
Is just finding the right beats.
Right production.
You know, right production.
We're not going to talk. We was going to talk about the J. Cole situation, but we'll say that for another episode. Because we'll be here for another 30, 40 minutes.
A lot of times it's people not knowing what they're talking about that too.
Right.
But MCs around, I would say my age and demographic, I think that's the toughest thing. Just finding beats that fit
because
you know, your creative process.
It's a balance right now. You got so much. You wanna appeal to the young, but you also want to appeal to your generation because you want to keep the fans that you have. So a lot of I'll say more your generation start pulling younger beats and they flow don't match that younger quick up tempo bounce style. When they
why
get,
do you feel you can kind of balance that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? When you get dressed every morning,
right?
Let's say we going somewhere and you get dressed, right?
Uh-huh.
You put your shit on.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the mirror.
Right.
You're pleasing to who?
Myself.
So why would your creative process be different?
I agree.
See what I'm saying? Your artistry is you.
Right.
What makes an artist popular is the fact that
you're
you.
Yeah,
when you start trying to be other people, it takes away from you. Some people can fake it.
Yeah, some people can.
But it doesn't sustain,
because
that means you have to stay faking it the rest of your life.
Right.
What made Pac famous was he gave you an image.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to debate that was his true self or not,
don't matter.
He mastered an image.
Yes, he did.
Biggie had mastered an image.
Yep.
Jay-Z had mastered an image. J. Cole has mastered an image.
Right.
Ludacris.
Yes.
That's Luda.
Yeah, it is.
The Locks have mastered an image.
I love
and
what
as they
doing.
Got older, they started preaching being healthy and they started giving you some grown man stuff.
Right. A see balance. A balance, a duality in life.
But
it gotta
if you
be a level
rhyming over shit that isn't you,
right,
you're not giving something sustainable. Like the legacy artists that are being popular again is because they always gave you something sustainable. And it's coming back in a time where it's just
that's like if that's like if you would have chose a bunch of young ass beats for your shit, not even listen, knowing your flow style and pattern, I don't know how good that shit would sound, son.
Even if it would sound good, you would have to say, how long are you gonna do this?
Right.
You know what I mean? I could maybe do one record that works like that.
Nothing wrong with one record.
But how long are you gonna do this? You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you really going to keep doing this? Do you want to get in front of people and do this?
Yes, right. You gonna
have to think about that.
You gonna bounce around on stage?
See what I'm talking about? Like I said, the ski. I'm like, bro, certain records don't make sense because I'm not gonna want to say all the words.
You got a full box. You got one box movement, son. I can't see you bouncing from. Them knees ain't getting up like that, son.
I'm be like Scarface. Every once in a while, you got to sit in the chair. Depends on the record. You go from the chair to the floor to the chair. Depends on the record. Certain records, you got to sit down and talk to the crowd.
That's a
some records, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what it is.
Rapper hands.
You got to do the hands. If you're sitting down, you got to do the hands. That's the rule. You can't sit down and don't move your hands.
Nah, yeah.
If you sit down,
you
got to.
You doing this right here?
Yeah. If you sit down.
You got to orchestrate. You got to orchestrate.
If you sit down, you got to talk.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
And if you're a lady in the crowd, you got to look at her on the good parts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn your head on the bullshit. Yeah.
Would you wear this ring? If you say some whole shit, you got to be like, just give me a minute. I'll be back. Give me a minute for a couple bars. I'll be back. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right.
That's the beautiful beauty of it.
Yeah. Yo, so anything you want to add, man? You want to talk about your brand? I see you wearing your shirt and hat.
Oh.
I ain't putting nothing on right now.
All
right.
Love, man. Uh-huh. Love makes a difference. 1985 is the year my father tried a sermon. Within the packaging, you're going to get the card with the story of how it was birthed and how it went on. The official launch. Might as well say it'll be the first of October. The end of the month will be the official launch.
Right.
I've had some pre-orders. Mm-hmm. I mean, yo, man, if you coming with some bread, I guess I gotta shoot you something. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I had some people that couldn't wait. I mean, we got hats.
Right.
We got some hoodies. This is a one of one, though. This is just made for myself, but I might get some of these done too. Got some t-shirts. Got some crop tops for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're gonna see how it go, man. And it's just something that's sustainable. We wanna do some things. I wanna branch out into doing some community things. I wanna branch out into some speaking because it's gonna be deeper than the brand.
All of that is gonna be here. Yeah. On his website. It's right here. I'll have it right there.
Yeah. Chadoutmusic.com. We're working on some things. I got a nice little half moon of people we building. It's a little bit slower when you're coming out of pocket because life keeps lifing.
Facts.
You know, we all have lives. So,
facts.
You know, but we're going to have a release party September 28th.
September 28th.
Live band. Got the band together. Finally got that solidified.
It's going to be filmed and broadcast on the website.
Yep. Filmed and broadcast. It's going to be a 9-song set. Probably 30-minute set maybe.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm gonna keep the set short because I want it to be like a tiny desk feel. I want it to be like a front porch feel. I'm just gonna have fun, you know, dealing with the crowd. So that's what that is, man. But to end the show, I want to just say something, man. I want you all to think about knowledge and information. Why I say that is because a lot of our issues is with knowledge and information, whether it's life, love, and career. You know what I'm saying? You gotta allow yourself to love. You have to allow yourself to be loved, just as you have to allow yourself to accept information, just as you so quickly want to share information.
Mm.
We should be uplifting and inspiring each other. So always remember things in life, man, is knowledge and information. Sometimes people's perspectives are limited because they don't have the information. Or maybe they have limited knowledge. So remember that within life, love, and career, it's always gonna be a difference. It's always gonna make a difference. Right. As within love, mad, love makes a difference.
All right, man. Well, this is the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
This is episode 139.
It is.
We'll catch y'all next week.
Most peace. Definitely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At ForHers.com/ForYou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.